Hello?
Good evening. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues that are affecting your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Not even 5 minutes
okay.
of your time? Are you
okay.
registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, there will be a Democratic primary election in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Texas.
In Texas?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
For local
office,
like the state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote on this Democratic primary? Probably vote? Or wait until November?
Yes.
To vote? Definitely?
No, I will definitely, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, first answer, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. And if you don't recognize the name, you let me know so we can move on. Here's the first one. Harold Dayton. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. What's your opinion?
I don't recognize that one.
Okay. And Danny Norris. Same question, same options. Favorable.
I don't recognize it.
But a clean Dan Horn. Favorable.
Neither.
Neither. Okay. Now Shayla Jackson Lee. Recognize your name?
Yeah, I recognize it. Yep.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Very, very favorable.
Favorable. Okay. And Houston Independent School District, HISD. Same question. Same options.
Sheila.
What was your answer?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Sheila.
No, in Houston Independent School District, HISD.
Uh-huh.
What's your opinion of that organization? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? To the best of your knowledge, whatever you heard of it.
Very unfavorable.
Okay.
Because, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they should not. The state doesn't have not should not do with the you know, with the Texas school. They should not be involved on the community like that.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to talk about that as we move on. So very quick, Joyce Chapman, what's your opinion? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Joyce Chapman.
I don't recognize it.
Move on. Thank you. Appreciate your patience. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Now, which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because the HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools? Support or oppose?
I would say support or not. I don't support that.
So you oppose that, the state takeover?
Oppose. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving on. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Now, which of these four candidates would you vote for if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clean Dan Horn, or Danny Norris? I know you probably have to do more research on this, but just for the sake of research, if you had to choose today, what would be your choice?
Oh, which one is the last one? I don't know.
Danny
I don't
Norris?
Know much of it.
I know.
Yeah,
Clean,
I would
Horn,
say that one.
Danny
I would
Norris?
Say that one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we're almost done, okay? Just have one more minute. Next are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dayton, and his record. Please rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative, okay? Now, Harold Dayton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. What's your reaction to that statement? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
And he is fighting against the extreme Republican ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that are criminalized. Doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. Your reaction to that statement? Positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
If he's fighting, I'm positive. I'm
very
favorite.
Positive or somewhat?
Yes. Very positive.
Now, Dayton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Your reaction to the same auctions?
Yes, very positive.
And mm-hmm. Representative Dayton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Your reaction to the statement, ma'am? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
And he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners. Your reaction to the statement?
Very favorable.
Very positive. Okay.
And
Harold Dayton supported the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing two states to do it. Your reaction to the statement? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
And the last one. Harold Dayton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. Your reaction to the statement? Very favorable. Very positive. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Let's finish this up, okay? Thank you. Based mm-hmm. on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you have to choose today? If based on what I just read, if you have to make a decision today.
I would say Harold. Based on what you gave me, I think so.
Okay, now the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only so we can finish. Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up? What's your
55.
Age? Okay.
55. Mm-hmm.
And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own.
Okay. And do you consider yourself African American or black? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you have any children? Do you consider yourself a Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any children currently on the local public schools? Yes or no?
No.
And do you have any grandchildren who attended the local public schools? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much, man. Very kind of you for helping me. And this concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, ¿qué pasó?